Chris Ballas from Wolverine.com said that Clayton Safey grew up in Grand Rapids, and he listened to The Huge Show. And I told you the story in third grade where he tried to change his last name to Clayton Simonson, but he had to stay with Safey. His parents maintained that name. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line from the Wolverine.com setup down in Indy. How you doing, Clayton?
Doing great. Yeah, we're here on site. I don't know if that story's completely true, but man, I grew up listening to your show just about every day. I'm with my dad on the way home from school. So full circle moment. Excited to be on. Great show all across the great state of Michigan.
Superfly is checking to see if that report is true. We will have verification before the interview is complete. And thanks for not making me feel old by saying when your dad was picking you up or taking you home from school. I appreciate that, Clayton.
I'm sorry about that.
All right. Well, yeah, the entire team from the Wolverine.com made the trip down to Indy, my friend. You followed this team the entire offseason. Because if we really roll it back at this time last year, everybody was wondering, should Harbaugh even get a deal? Is he going to take an NFL job? Should Manuel move on? They were clamoring for the hottest name out there, Campbell from Iowa State. And just think, less than a calendar year later, what Michigan football, Harbaugh, the changes in his staff, the players, Hutchinson emerging maybe as a third candidate, if not second, for the Heisman. They beat Ohio State. They're number two in the country. And here we are on the eve of Michigan, one win away from being Big Ten champions.
It's amazing. I turned to Chris Ballas in the press box before the, or it was in the third quarter when it looked like Michigan was going to have a real good shot there. And I said, man, we were sitting here exactly a year ago, Thanksgiving weekend, when they lost to Penn State, a bad Penn State team. And we were just thinking, man, this thing is just completely broken, right? And then obviously you go through kind of that last month, or the first month of the offseason was in flux with Jim Harbaugh, the contract situation, takes the pay cut. You know, decides to shake up his staff from recruiting department to six assistants that come in. And man, give him credit for, you know, just saying, hey, like, understanding that this thing needed some work, understanding he needed some help. He brought back some guys like Mike Hart and Ron Bellamy, brought in guys that were highly recommended from his brother in the NFL, Matt Weiss to coach the quarterbacks, Mike McDonald to coach the defense. He's done a fantastic job, as you saw last Saturday. So, I mean, to give these guys credit, you know, I mean, they deserve a ton of it for what they've done. And it's amazing what leadership can do as well. You mentioned Aiden Hutchinson. Jim Harbaugh said this week that the whole thing started with Aiden Hutchinson deciding to come back. He has championship pedigree, championship DNA, with his dad obviously being an All-American here, beating Ohio State and winning championships. And it starts there, man, in a coaching staff that really wanted to get it done as well, that had that kind of new life. And here we are, a Michigan team that, you know, is just completely, you know, burned all the narratives, all the stuff we've been talking about, Bill, for, you know, 7 years about how they can't do this or can't do that. I think they just didn't to that point. They could, and now they finally have, and now they got one more shot here to finish this thing off.
And if they, and the narratives. So Harbaugh, going back to Jim Hackett when he had to, you know, cut the deal, land the plane, they're, you know, sending signed contracts back. Everybody wanted Harbaugh. They wanted Michigan to be built into something. Urban Meyer had at Ohio State, Saban at Alabama. And it was about beating Ohio State. It was about winning Big Ten titles and getting to the Final Four. And here they are, one win away. Because I'll say this, beating Ohio State, winning the Big Ten, if they beat Iowa tomorrow, and we'll get to that game in a moment, and they are there in the group of the last four remaining, I know a Michigan fan would love a national championship, but you've checked every box as to why you wanted Harbaugh and what you wanted from Harbaugh as a Michigan head coach.
It's amazing. I was kind of thinking about that earlier this week, how, you know, not only coming off of last season, you know, have they completely turned this thing around. And I think fans would have been not okay with maybe a 9-3 season or 10-2, but they would have saw, you know, they would have seen that this thing was back on the right track. But not only did they do that, but now, like you said, I think it's a great way to put it, checking the boxes of everything Michigan fans wanted back on December 30th, 2014, when Jim Harbaugh was hired. And, you know, the Brady Hoke thing went south and they said, we need somebody who's proven to come here, compete with Urban Meyer, and I know he didn't necessarily, I mean, they were close a couple times, but I know he didn't beat him and get over the hump. But now they've completely flipped this thing, and I know you're going to talk to EJ later, but recruiting, maybe not immediately, but in the next class, I think is going to really get a bump. I think Michigan now has that monkey off their back, that mental hurdle that they had to get over, that Ohio State had to get over in the 90s, you know, is now maybe not there anymore for some of these guys. They know the formula. They know what they have to do to beat Ohio State. They know what they have to do to get to Indianapolis. And it's kind of one of those things that Doug Skeen talks about, you know, with Chris Ballas on our great podcast and with you on the show, is that you have now guys that maybe are the younger guys on this team that aren't playing a ton yet, but now they've seen what those veterans did to get to this point, and now they can go and replicate that, and it's kind of a trickle-down effect from there. So this is just massive for Michigan to get here. I don't care that it's year seven because they hit a reset button and it worked.
Clayton Zafy, he's one of the insiders at thewolverine.com, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. It's a Friday football takeover on the eve of the Big Ten championship game in Indy, Michigan and Iowa tomorrow night, 8 p.m., Lucas Oil Stadium. Iowa wins, they go to the Rose Bowl. Michigan wins, they're Big Ten champs, and they have a guaranteed spot in the college football playoff, which that setup will be announced on Sunday at noon. Are we looking past Iowa? With all the emotion of Ohio State, all those boxes we're talking about checking, I know the Big Ten championship first in, 17, 18 years would mean a lot to this team.
Yeah.
But here's an Iowa team that is 10-2, that they do have a top three defense in the Big Ten, and their offensive deficiencies are out there, but they're still a 10-win team.
Yeah, and I think Desmond Howard kind of put it in a great way when he was on, I think, SportsCenter the other day, talking about how if this was a game coming off of that emotional win over Ohio State, in the middle of the season or something like that, you would fear a letdown. But this is for the Big Ten championship. They're in Indianapolis, a place that, you know, when we talked to Aiden Hutchinson and these guys down here for Big Ten Media Day in August, or actually late July, they said, we want to make it back here in December. A lot of people didn't believe they could, you know, but they're here. So I don't think they're going to overlook this game by any means. And I think Iowa, like you said, man, that defense, you go through some of the numbers, they're just not allowing anything. I mean, this is a stat that jumped off the page the most to me, was that 8 out of their 12 opponents have gained less than 100 yards on the ground. You know, Michigan's been kind of leaning on that run game all season. And I don't know if it's going to be that easy, even as easy as it was against Ohio State. And they had, you know, supposedly had a really good run defense. Think about it, though. Teams couldn't run the ball in the second half against them. They were down a million points. So it was a little bit of kind of fool's gold there looking at the stats. This Iowa team is more legit, I think, at the line of scrimmage on defense. So that's going to be tough for Michigan, for that offensive line to replicate what they did last week. And Cade McNamara takes care of the ball really well. He's got to do that again on Saturday, because this Iowa defense, 87 takeaways or 87 interceptions since 2017, the most in the country by double digits. So incredible what they've been able to do on that end. So Michigan's just got to kind of play its game, and I think they're going to, you know, probably come out with a win in this one. I predicted a pretty big win. I think they're going to come out fired up, and they may have clicked into gear last week, Bill, when you think about, you know, just how big of a game that was, and maybe this is going to be the one that kind of, you know, takes them from one step to the next, and maybe they're in there as one of the more elite teams in the country, and we'll see if they make the playoffs, how they can compete with some of these other teams. I don't expect them to beat a Georgia if they play him, but I expect him to get there, even though Iowa's a good test.
Clayton Zafy, he is one of the great insiders at thewolverine.com when it comes to everything Michigan football and University of Michigan athletics, joining us here on this Football Friday takeover by thewolverine.com and on3.com team. Remember, the $1 deal is there. Sign up right now. Take advantage of it. Go to thewolverine.com for more details. Clayton told me he had 1,133 people he knew in the Grand Rapids area listening on our flagship station.
That's right.
96-1 the game. You did a great job, Clayton. What a debut, man. This is like 3 homers, 7 RBI at Comerica as a rookie.
I appreciate it. Yeah, anytime you want to have me on, I'm willing. Yeah, probably quite a few people there in GR hopefully were tuned in for it. So I appreciate you having me.
By the way, I do get an update from our information center. Superfly Hayes, our executive producer, I'll read it looking at the computer. Quote, Bill, your story of Clayton Safey wanting to change his name to Clayton Simonson in the third grade because he listened to you has been fact-checked, and it is not true. So my bad there, Clayton.
There you go. Well, big fan, Bill. I appreciate it.
Yeah, back at you. Keep up the great work and enjoy the weekend with Ballas and Broom and the crew.
Thanks.
All right.
You too.
Yeah, Clayton Safey. I'll tell you, Clayton Safey, Anthony Broom, next generation.